Scenes from an Execution by Howard Barker. With Glenda Jackson as Galactea, Freddie Jones as the Doge of Venice, Clive Medicine as Carpeta, Clifford Rose as the Admiral Suffici, Peter Howell as the Cardinal Ostensile, and Darlene Johnson as Gina Rivera.
Dead men float with their arses in the air. Hating the living, they turn their buttocks up. I have this on authority. Their faces, meanwhile, peer into the seabed where their bones will lie. After the battle, the waves were clotted with men's bums. Reproachful bums bobbing in the breakers, silent pathos in little bays at dawn. The thing we sit on has a character. Yours says to me, kindness without integrity. I don't think you'll ever leave your wife.
I shall leave my wife. I have every intention of leaving.
No, you never will. I believed you would until I started this drawing, and now I see your bum is eloquent on the subject. It is a bum that does not care to move.
I resent that, Galactea.
You resent it?
I resent it.
Resentment is such a miserable emotion. In fact, it's not an emotion at all. It's a little twitch of self-esteem. Why resent when you can hate? Don't move.
You are the most unsympathetic, selfish woman I have ever had the misfortune to become entangled with. You are arrogant and vain, and you're not even very good-looking. In fact, the contrary.
You're moving.
I couldn't care if I am moving.
You are spoiling the drawing.
I have my pride as well as you, and I will not lie here and be attacked like this. You've robbed me of all my resources. I'm exhausted by you, and my work...
Work? What work?
I've done no work.
Carpeta, you know perfectly well. You only stand to benefit from the loss of concentration you have suffered through loving me. You have painted Christ among the flocks 8 times now. You must allow the public some relief.
You despise me.
Yes, I think I do. But kiss me, you have such a wonderful mouth.
No, I will not. How can you love someone you despise?
I don't know. It's peculiar.
I am a better painter than you.
Yes.
Fact!
I said yes, didn't I?
And I've painted Christ among the flocks 8 times. Not because I can't think of anything else to paint, but because I have a passion for perfection. I long to be the finest Christ painter in Italy. I have a longing for it, and that is something an opportunist like you could never understand.
No.
You're ambitious and ruthless.
Yes.
And you'll never make a decent job of anything because you are a sensualist. You are a woman and a sensualist. And you only get these staggering commissions from the state because you...
What?
You...
What?
Thrust yourself.
I what?
Oh, let's not insult each other.
Thrust
the
myself?
The sense of no abuse.
It's you!
I'm tired and I refuse to argue with
get
you.
Get out of my studio then. Go on, get out.
Here we go, the old Galactea.
You are such a hypocrite, such an exhausting, dispiriting hypocrite. Just get out!
As soon as I've got my trousers.
No! Just get out!
Signora Galactea.
I want my trousers!
No! Ask your wife for some trousers. She'll make you some trousers. Down on her knees, eye to the crotch, so, little white teeth nipping the thread.
We can't go on like this, can we? We can't go on
snip,
like this.
Snip, snip, snip. Lick, lick, lick.
Signora Galactea.
I hate you! You are ruining my life!
I am losing my mind. My mind is breaking up and drifting in all directions like an ice field in some warm current. Hear the crack? Drifting blocks of consciousness that took me 40 years to put together. I look 10 years older and I already looked old for my age. Who are you? What do you want?
I'm Prodo, the man with the crossbow bolt in his head.
Oh, yes.
Come at 2 o'clock, you said?
Yes.
It is 2 o'clock.
Yes.
I am prompt because I'm in demand. Where there's no demand, there is no haste. I would appreciate it if we got on. I'm required by a Scotch anatomist at 3:30.
Yes.
The fee is $7, but no touching. I also have an open wound through which the movement of the bowels may be observed. And my left hand is cleft to the wrist, if you're interested. I suggest $2 for the bowel and the hand you can look at with my compliments. Shall I proceed?
Please.
I will take my hat off. Are you ready?
Ready.
Voila! The tip is buried in the center of my brain, and yet I suffer no loss of faculties. The shaft may be observed to twitch perceptibly at times of mental exertion. If you would care to set me a simple arithmetical sum, I may be able to exhibit this phenomenon.
Incredible.
Ask me.
12 plus 5.
12 plus 5 is...
It's moving.
Is 17. There is no other recorded evidence of a man sustaining traumatic damage to the brain of this order and retaining consciousness. Would you care to examine the bowels?
Why not, while we're at it?
I do not normally reveal this to a woman.
Try not to think of me as a woman. Think of me as a painter.
I will think of you as a painter. Are you braced for the exposure? I will lower my belt.
Good God.
The retention of the bowel within the pelvic cavity is sometimes problematic, given the absence of a significant area of muscularity.
Spilling your guts.
As you wish. That is $9, please.
Are you bitter, Prodo?
Bitter?
For being left a specimen.
God gave me life. God led me to the battle. God steered the bolt, and in his mercy turned my maiming to my benefit. Thank you.
Grotesque celebrity clinging like a louse to dirty curiosity.
Do you require a receipt?
What about the battle, Prodo?
I do not talk about the battle. Thank you. $1 charge.
Oh, come on. I love your wounds, but tell me how you got them.
A treatise on my condition is to be published in the Surgical Gazette. I am also featured on a box of matches, one of which I will leave you as a souvenir.
Paint your pain for you.
Oh, bloody hell, it's raining.
Your butchery...
Is there a shortcut to the Rialto?
Paint your anger, paint your grief.
I'll see myself out, thank you.
Idiot!
What?
Holding your bowel in with an arrow sticking out the middle of your head, idiot!
If you'll excuse me,
I am painting the battle, Prodo, me. The battle which changed you from a man into a monkey. 1,000 square feet of canvas, great empty ground to fill with noise. Your noise. The noise of men minced. Got to find a new red for all that blood, a red that smells. Don't go, Prodo, holding your bowel in.
What sort of woman are you?
A midwife for your labor. Help you bring the truth to birth up there, twice life size. You're half murder, you're half death. Come on, don't be manly. There's no truth where men are being manly.
I don't trust you. Got a mad eye.
Shuffling away there. Stop, will you?
Afraid of you?
Afraid of me? Me? Why?
Hurt me.
Never.
Ruin it.
What? What?
My peace with life.
Listen. Look at me, look at me. What sort of a face do I have? Look at it. Is it a good face? Is it generous?
It's all right.
No, it's more than all right. It's a good face. It's an honest face, broad and generous.
Yes.
Trust my face. I am a woman who has lived a little, nothing much. I have not been split up the middle like you have, but I have picked up a thing or two, and I tell you, I have never been at peace with life. I would not be at peace with life. There is no such thing. And those who claim they have it have drugged their consciences or numbed their pain with futile repetitions of old catechisms. Catechisms like your patter. Oh, look at you! Who did it to you, Prodo, and what for? I will paint your violence for all the passing crowds who mock your daft appearance. There. We must be brave.
Nightmares.
Yes.
Down the bottom of the sheets, all arms and legs.
Go on.
Bones going. Air full of cracking bones. Oars going. Bones going.
Yes.
Flesh falling down. Flesh raining down. Rain of bits and... this. Tumult in my bed!
Oh, my poor, ridiculous man. I shall paint the why of all your terrors, shall I?
Give me back my little piece.
Why was the battle fought, Prodo?
My little ease, you...
Why?
Freedom, of course.
Freedom?
Glory, of course.
Glory?
The honor of the great republic. And the humiliation of the pagan Turk.
Oh, look... The arrow's twitching. Round and round it goes.
Doesn't.
Twirling feathered thing, oh look!
Doesn't!
Wonderful man grappling with dim truths.
What are you trying to do to me, Signora?
Truth, that's all, just truth. See yourself out, will you?
The upper left-hand corner shows a parting in the angry sky.
The clouds have opened and sun bursts through the aperture, flooding the canvas and highlighting all the subjects that lie under the slanting beams.
I can't see my brother.
You can't see?
Well, of course I can see him. Don't be obtuse. Obviously I can see him. I mean, I cannot see enough of my brother. I like my brother, and I want to see more of him. He is the Admiral, and he is not big enough.
Well, he is 14 feet high.
Listen, I do hope we are going to become friends.
Me too.
I like to be friends with everybody. It is a weakness of mine. But if we are to be friends, I think we have to understand one another. I know you are an artist and I am a politician, but for the sake of easy communication, may I suggest we stop the little dance of personal regard and concentrate on facts, simple, incontrovertible facts. My brother is Admiral of the Fleet, and he does not occupy a prominent enough position in this drawing. There. Do you like my jacket? It's damascene.
It's very fine.
It is fine. I take clothes very seriously.
I admire that in a man.
I pride myself on my good taste, and my good taste extends to artists too. You know, Carpeta almost got this job. The cardinals on the fine art committee were hot for him.
Is that so?
I said he is spent. He is spent, isn't he? Utterly.
He's only 35.
What does it matter if he's 17? He's spent. Signora, I have taken a chance with you. Do you know why? Because you sweat. Your paintings sweat. Muscle, knuckle, shin. No one drapes in your pictures. They clash. Kissing even is muscular. You see, I have eyes. I look. But also, I smell. I smell your canvas, and the smell is sweat. Do you find me offensive? I am a devotee.
I rejoice in your appreciation.
Good. But listen, this is a state commission, an investment by us, the Republic of Venice, in you, Galactea. Greatness beckons, and greatness imposes disciplines. Do you like these grapes? They come from Crete. We left 2,000 soldiers dead there, but we have the grapes. A little bit of sand. Little bit of history.
What are you trying to say to me?
I am saying you have not been asked to paint the back wall of the vicarage. I am saying that a canvas which is 100 feet long is not a painting. It is a public event.
I know that. It's why I'm here.
Good. You are ambitious, and ambition is a fine thing, but it involves changes of perspective. My brother is quite big enough, but is he in the right place? That is what I meant when I said I could not see my brother. I have a sense of humor, you see.
Yes, yes.
You see?
I also have a sense of humor.
Signora, obviously you have a sense of humor. Only an artist with a sense of humor would place the Admiral of the Fleet in such an obscure position. For all his size, he does not dominate the drawing. Now, that is very witty of you, but you see, I am witty too. So let's be serious, shall we?
Are you faulting me for composition?
Signora Galactea, would I do such a thing? You are the artist.
I am painting the Battle of Lepanto. I am painting it in such a way that anyone who looks at it will feel he is there and wince in case an arrow should fly out of the canvas and catch him in the eye.
Excellent.
So that children will tremble at the noise and cling to their parents as the ships collide.
Excellent.
Such a noisy painting that people will stare at it holding their ears. And when they have dragged themselves away, look at their clothes to see if they have been spattered with blood or brain.
Marvellous.
Make them breathless, make them pale.
Yes, yes. But also, make them proud.
Proud?
Great art will always celebrate. Celebrate! Celebrate! Do you love Venice, Signora Galactea?
I am a Venetian.
So you are, but...
I have said I am a Venetian.
Then praise Venice. I think I need say no more than that. Bring me another drawing soon.
Oh, it's cold in here.
If you concentrate hard enough, you'll forget the temperature.
It stinks.
Of what?
Men. It's a proper male stink in here.
Of course. It used to be a barracks.
It is absolutely the right smell for the subject. If you're painting soldiers, you should live among soldiers.
If you wear a coloured scarf, they take you for a prostitute.
Wear black.
I'm not a widow.
Listen, I asked to come here. When I asked for a place big enough to paint in, I was offered all sorts of things, even a museum. But who wants to paint in a museum? Live among what you are painting, among who you are painting. Look at their faces, the way they move. You will never be anything but drapery painters if you do not want to look. I've tried to make you look since you were children. The habit of looking. Look through the window.
I don't want to climb up on that.
No, look! The way they walk, the soldiers. It's not a walk, is it? It's a pelvic deformation. Hip and thigh, the stiff buttock and the contorted face. The soldier when he is not dying. Enjoy looking and stop thinking everyone wants to fuck you.
Male groin, male swagger.
I don't know why it frightens you. I never brought you up like it. I was kissing at 7 and gave birth at 12.
Here we go.
I had 12 lovers by my 15th birthday.
Oh, God, Mother.
For all that, I knew nothing until I met Carpata. Nothing. At 46, I find I knew nothing. And Carpata spineless. Pity.
Signora!
The scaffolders are finished. There really isn't enough light in here.
It's the afternoon.
There's still not enough light.
Painters make too much of light. I can work by a candle.
There's no light. It stinks.
Dementia, if you do not wish to be involved in this, run away and look after your children.
Oh, don't be silly.
Go on, run away.
Signora.
Children's piss and husband's dinner, clean underwear and dinner party stuff. Go on.
God, why is she so...
So many people wanting... What? What is it?
Finish the scaffolding.
Let me see. No, you didn't listen to me.
3 tiers, you said.
I said 3 tiers.
And that's what you...
What do you think I am? Do you think I'm a monkey? How am I supposed to crawl along?
Who said you were a monkey? I never said you...
The sketchbook of the fifth daughter of the painter Galactia, known as Supporta, also an artist and scenery painter, in red chalk, shows her mother sitting with legs apart, mouth hanging open like a rag, remonstrating with workmen in a vast room, empty but for stools and scaffolding.
Do you like my flesh, Carpata? Tell me you do, although it's coarse and the pores are dark as pepper. Aren't I all colours? White eyelids, mottled on my shoulders, blue-veined in my thigh and red-veined on my cheeks. Are you fascinated by me? I have a sort of sagging basket of flesh where my children have swung and my navel protrudes like a rude tongue. But my tongue, you love that, don't you, restless tongue? Do I exhaust you? Oh, God, I exhaust him. He has a weary look. I want to show the effect of cutlasses on flesh, the way they slice out pieces like a melon, flinging the scrap into the air. It's not something I shall ever see, but I imagine it. It is not important to witness things. I believe in observation, but to observation you must lend imagination. The Doge says I am to submit to him another drawing in which the Admiral is given greater prominence. Well, I shall do. I shall show him not only prominent, but responsible. Oh, no, let go of me. You always start to touch me when I think. What are you afraid of? Don't you like me to think? You see, you feel my breasts as if I insist on thinking, even though you have your finger. What is it you object to? What?
I have been displaced.
By what?
The battle.
Rubbish.
I have been. I'm not on your mind.
Of course you're on my mind.
Not all the time.
No, not all the
you
time.
You see, I'm... not all the time.
Oh, God. Oh, God, Carpata.
You make me utterly childish.
I wish I were not sensual. I wish I had not got from my mother or my father, was it, this need to grasp and be grasped, because it drives me into the arms of idiots who want to crush me.
I am very happy to be crushed in bed, but I am a painter and you can't have that off me. Oh, don't sulk, please don't sulk. There really isn't time for all this mending and accommodating to your sensitivity, which in any case isn't really sensitivity, it's brutality, but never mind that.
It's not brutality, it is possession.
Right.
It is not brutality.
No,
I'm humiliated by my feelings for you. Humiliated.
Carpater, how do you paint pity? You've always painted pity, and I never have. Tell me how to do it.
I don't think you could paint pity, Galactia.
Why?
I don't think you have pity, so you can't paint it.
Oh, now you're being spiteful.
No, no, you are violent, so you can paint violence. You're furious, so you can paint fury and contempt. Oh, you can paint that. Oh, yes, you can paint contempt, but you aren't great enough for pity.
Great enough?
It's hard luck on you, because if you could paint pity, the church would stand up for you. And if you could paint glory, oh, you'd have the state. But you will please nobody.
You know what I think? I think you are marvellous at honouring yourself. Marvellous! But pity's got nothing to do with greatness. Rather than pity the dead man, I would say, there is the man who did it. Blame him. Identify. Locate responsibility. Or else the world is just a pool, a great pool of dirty tears through which vile men in boots run, splashing. You paint pity very well, but you endure everything, and in the end you find Christ's wounds enticing. You find suffering erotic. Your crucifixions, there's something wrong with them. They love them in the church, the bishops wet themselves with appreciation, but really, they're rather dirty pictures, Carpater. And if you were normal, you would love a younger woman.
Painting the Turk.
I scoured Venice for a Turk. I could not find a Turk, but I discovered an Albanian.
The Albanian is staring at me. Will you ask him not to stare at me?
He sells pineapples on San Marco. Oh, look at his eyes, Dementia.
I do not wish to see his eyes.
Perfect head, rotund male head. At first I thought, paint him dead, with arms flung out and backwards, falling headlong from the Muslim deck. And then I thought, what a waste of a head, because who will look at a head which is upside down? Do stop whatever it is you're doing. You'll make my daughter angry. So instead, I did a suppliance. I did a figure begging for his life, and I put him at the feet of the great admiral with his palms extended, and I thought I would put into his expression the certain knowledge he would be murdered on the deck. So, with one figure, I transformed the enemy from beast to victim and made victory unclean. And I suspect, even as I draw it, they will hate this.
Can I say something?
Hmm?
I am your daughter and I love you.
Yeah.
But I'm also a painter and old enough not to flatter you.
Yes.
And I know, as you do, that you are the best painter in Venice. It doesn't matter how they patronize you or attack you for your promiscuity, you're still the best painter in Venice. And if you were not promiscuous, but severe, prudish, and had no appetites at all, they'd use that against you. They will always have to find something, because you are brilliant and a woman.
What are you trying to say, supporter? The preamble is very comforting, but what
you have this vast commission in front of you, which will prove beyond all argument what you are. And I'm frightened you'll waste it.
Waste it?
Yes. You will offend. And when people are offended, they cannot see the brilliance, only the offence.
Oh, I'm going out to mix some paint. Look at it. Sticks to you, sticky little Albanian thing.
Give the people what they want, and they will love you. They will exclaim over you. And after that, no woman painter here will have to struggle against prejudice, because you will have proved us. You see, I think you have a responsibility. Not to the state, but to Venetian women. Paint your feelings by all means. That is your power. But let the public in. Share with them. The drawing of the Turk insults them.
You want me to paint like a man?
No.
Yes, you want me to paint a man's painting.
I do not. What man can paint like you in any case? The vigour, the effort, the agony. No man.
And no man honestly hates murder either. You ask me to be responsible when what you really mean is celebrate the battle.
I'm thinking of you.
Oh?
I'm thinking how mean life is, how it gives you one bite only. Think how they'll attack you. They'll say, this woman scorns us, mocks our sacrifice. You scour your own mind, you hunt down your own truth, but perhaps you're vain, too, not to compromise. Maybe you're arrogant. Have you thought of that?
Arrogant? Me?
You joke, but
Supporter, listen to me. The act of painting is an act of arrogance. It is arrogant to describe the world and then to shove the thing into the world's face. It is arrogant to compete with nature in painting a flower or to challenge God by improving views. To paint is to boast. And if you don't like boasting, you ought not to paint.
It's all right. She's coming back. Oh, do look at
you
him.
You are adamantly self-opinionating.
His eyes. Look, look at his eyes. Isn't he amazing?
Intolerable.
The Turk thinks he will die. How does he know he will die? Because the Admiral's expression is bereft of mercy, is a mask of...
Painting the Admiral. The preliminary sketch.
Do you like my face?
Well, that's a bold question.
I like bold questions.
Well, normally they ask it in a different way. They say, is my face difficult to draw? It is difficult to draw.
I've always been painted cravenly.
How do you mean, cravenly?
The real me, not attempted.
What is the real you? Come on. What's the real you?
The Admiral of the Atlantic, the Admiral of the Two Seas, the General of the Home and Distant Waters, is shown leaning on a desk with one fist underneath the chin, staring with a melancholy gaze into the middle distance. The Victor of Lepanto in civilian dress, patrician forehead weary from high office, he is...
A homosexual gardener.
You're teasing me.
Garacci guessed it and painted my fingers on the nuzzles of my dogs in such a way that all the armour in the world could not conceal my nature.
Garacci is superficial.
I felt for all the steel in which I was encased, naked. He is wonderful with hands, don't you think?
I can't stomach Garacci.
My hand said, the warrior prefers the living flesh. But who looks at hands?
They look where they're told to look, where the composition compels their attention. I do hands better than Garacci, you'll see. Everyone will see the hands. It will be a hand painting. The hands of the killed, the hands of the killers, hands red to the wrists, hands without owners. Can you think of anything more pitiful than a severed hand, or eloquent? And in battles they drop from the sky, and men shake stumps in anger, don't they? Raw things prodding. I must say, I am furious to find you like this, so gentle and so subtle. I'm drawing badly. I'm drawing rubbish.
Don't I keep still enough?
Yes, terribly still, terribly dignified. I did not see you in the victory parade. I don't go to victory parades. I've only seen Garacci's portrait, and I thought it slavish and flattering, but I come here with my book and pencils and blow me down. You have to hand it to him. He's done you right. You have the most compassionate face I've ever seen. Start again.
From this window you can see the fleet.
Yes.
Do you care for ships?
Well, I've spent a fortnight drawing them.
Do you like them?
The trader in a good wind bringing things, yes.
And the warships?
No.
Why did the committee choose you, Signora, to paint the Battle of Lepanto?
Because I do what no one else can. I paint realistically.
I feel sure they made the wise choice.
Now, don't be generous sitting so still there with your grey eyes resting on your empire.
I think you're rather angry with me.
Grey eyes, with no chink for doubt to enter, only the little veiling of the lazy lid, the droop of bedroom miseries.
Go on. My drooping eyelid? Go on, I'm not offended.
Sometimes you have to admit they get things right, the bureaucrats, for all their corrupt deliberations. They pick an artist who might just tell the truth. And then, God help us, it's blood and mayhem down the cold museums.
My eyelid.
I don't know whether Venice is a good republic or a bad one. I'm not political.
Me neither. What about my...
I go from my belly, yes or no. And when I show meat sliced, it is meat sliced. It is not a pretext for elegance. Meat sliced. How do you slice meat?
I think you are, for an artist, rather coarse.
Coarse for an artist? It's an artist's job to be coarse. Preserving coarseness, that's the problem.
And simple. Oh, by which I do not mean unintelligent. I mean there are things you choose not to know.
Such as that admirals like to run naked among flowers. I do know that.
I mean the necessary war and the unnecessary war.
Oh, now you are stretching me.
You see, you mock so. You lend no space to opposition or risk yielding me some credibility. You see the eyelid droops, but you are afraid of it, afraid to be sucked down into the well of a different truth. Oh, you've seen me, but you are not looking.
Your sensitivity, your great swaggering sensitivity. Do not look at the armor, look at the fingers. Do not look at the sword, look at the eyelids. Ignore the blood, think of the buttocks in the garden. Sorry, no.
I interrupt. Philistine Boar invades the sitting.
We were not progressing.
I was passing Pontedore on my way to the Treasury, and whom do I meet? I meet Gina Rivera, distinguished critic, poet, and sensualist, and I say at once, damn economics. Let us creep into the Admiralty and see how artists work.
Yes.
Look, a sketchbook on the floor, all hot with smudges and corrections. Gina, look, touch it.
Can she touch it?
Why not?
A critic should watch a painter. How many critics witness the moment of production? None. They let fly at the finished canvas and know nothing of its history. By the way, Signora, the latest sketches are superb. I wish you to proceed at once to the painting. My brother is big enough.
Good.
The composition for the battle is most original, Signora.
Yes, I try to be original.
You cannot try to be original. Either you are or you're not, surely.
No, originality is much an effort as anything else. It is sweated for, unfortunately.
It's inspiration, surely. You cannot labour for brilliance.
Sufici, listen. Two of the most remarkable women in Venice. Divorced, promiscuous, and combative.
I am not divorced. It's you that is divorced.
It is absurd that the critic and the artist are not better related. Absurd.
The critic is afraid of the artist and envies her power. She is ashamed of what she secretly believes to be an inferior gift, that of exposition. So instead of serving the artist, she humiliates her.
There. That is a bad critic. There are good ones, too.
Signora Galactier's had a trying morning, coping with my face.
What is wrong with his face? He has a lovely face.
Yes.
What I should like for my brother is this. Clemency in victory, modesty in triumph, virtue
oh,
in...
Oh, do shut up.
All right. I leave him to your imagination. But show him for what he is. A tactical genius.
How does she do that? Show him holding a compass?
Yes.
In the middle of a battle?
Why not?
Because she is a realist.
All right, she's a realist. I don't understand these terms.
It means she paints what happened.
There's no such thing as what happened, surely. Only views of what happened. Just as there's no such thing as a man. Only images of him.
Excellent. Signora, I shall forever be dropping in your studio. It is the nature of a good patron that he shows his curiosity.
I do not welcome visitors as a rule.
I am not a visitor as a rule, but this is not a private commission. It is the gold and silver of the Venetian people on your paintbrush. Is it not? We must be off. We have had our treat. Listen. Listen. The murmur of the fleet. The whack of the wind in the canvas, that is a beautiful sound. The sound Odysseus heard as he kipped on his deck with dirty sailors. I spent 3 years in the Navy, didn't I? Didn't I, Cesare?
Yes.
Yes, he says, eloquent, yes. I was the great naval disaster. But Cesare is a great man, a great, great man. We had different mothers, unfortunately. Come on, Gina, let's get out from under the genius's feet.
How do you paint a great man, Signora?
I'm not sure, Signora. I know the conventions, of course.
The conventions, yes, of course.
I don't think you should stand next to me.
Not stand next to you?
In public.
What?
Shh.
I don't understand. If I sleep with you, I don't see... Everybody knows we...
Please, this is a colleague's funeral.
He wouldn't have objected.
He was never in his wife's bed either.
I'd be very grateful if you just...
Funny, but a funeral is calculated to make me want to fuck.
Please.
Well, not fuck exactly.
I shall move away from...
Don't dare, Luke.
You're hurting my
wrist. I haven't finished yet.
And wrist, you're hurting
my... All right, go!
Please, why are you following me?
You know what I hate?
No, if I don't
I hate the way you act in public. Is it because you are a religious painter?
Excuse me.
The way you stick your nose up in the air and your eyes go, oh...
Excuse me.
Farini hated all this, and so do I.
His wife wanted it. She wanted a proper funeral.
She would have done. She hated him.
Nonsense.
She could not dispose of him in life,
Stop
so she...
Stop following me.
Hey, Sordo. Sordo. Imagine the old man watching this. We do terrible dishonour to dead men, and he was an atheist.
Be quiet.
Fact. He was investigated by the Inquisition.
Oh, rubbish.
In 15...
Rubbish.
Oh, do stop saying rubbish. He was a great painter, and he couldn't stick God. I should know. He taught me.
That isn't true.
No?
It isn't true, Galactia.
All right, Sordo. Correction. He wasn't a great painter. He was a moderate painter, and he hated God. Is that better?
Galactia, you are drunk.
God!
You are drunk.
Why is it you cannot speak the truth without someone saying you must be drunk? They put Farini in the madhouse. House for saying the Pope could not tie up his own shoelaces.
Oh,
they
God.
Did. Fact. He recanted.
Oh,
I must get some fresh air. All this death worship is getting up my nostrils. Where's my lover? Look at him. He has the face of... Now I see it. Carpater's Christ paintings are self-portraits. And half an hour ago, he had his mouth...
For goodness sake, you...
All right, I'm going. A dead painter claimed. Never happier than when lying in the gutter with a bricklayer, drunk, out of mind, human, warm and round, and yet a frightful liar. Couldn't put a brush to paper without lying. The happy poor, the laughing rags of tramps and scabby dogs pawing the dirt. Guilty old fornicator.
I wish you wouldn't do that.
What?
Exhibit yourself.
Is that what I do?
Yes.
I thought I was keeping death at
Why home. Do you? Why?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not happy, Carpater, which is why I laugh so much. I must work now.
Come home with me. I'll my wife's...
Dementia finishing the Alderman's cup.
My wife.
I want to see she, your wife.
Come home with me.
Get off!
It's all right for you to finger me in public, murmuring things in churches, naughtiness and desecration. But what I ask
yes.
for... But I ask for what I...
Absolutely.
What I...
Egotistical and monstrous woman! Yes.
Painting the Dying. The dead and dying occupy one-third of the entire canvas, which is no less than 660 square feet, an area not strictly in accordance with the sketch submitted to the authorities. They lie sprawled, heaped and doubled against gunwales and draped over oars, with expressions of intolerable pain, and by a method of foreshortening, their limbs, attached and unattached, project uncomfortably towards the viewer.
Who's there? Oh, come on. Who? Look, I only have to call and...
Working late, Signora.
People choose the most extraordinary times to visit you.
Candles. The incense of the pigment. Rather a religious atmosphere.
Is it?
You squat up there like... Skirts pulled up like... Perched on your scaffolding, a full and undone breast. These nights are hot. I couldn't hold a brush for sweating. Do you sweat, Signora? And the oil which trickles down. You've got smudges of burnt umber on your cheek.
It's not umber, it's sienna.
I've just come from church. Do you like churches? The whispering of women. Lord, make me pregnant. Lord, stop me being pregnant. Women pleading, women dragging their pain up to the altar. And I thought I must see Galatea. And there you are, sleeves rolled up like a plasterer. Superb. The Doge is terribly unhappy. I thought I'd tell you.
Yes.
You know.
Yes, he visits me and he feels sick, so he walks up and down and looks and feels sick. No fun being a doge.
Are you interested in politics?
No.
May I tell you a little about politics, or would it spoil your concentration?
Yes.
I'd like to anyway. The doge is actually a highly responsible patron of the arts. Dilettante, of course, and slightly vulgar. He loves artists, and the harder he loves them, the more vulgar he becomes. It's all rather pitiful, really, but...
Bang goes the concentration.
The point is this. The doge is insecure. It would not take a great deal to have him removed from office.
Doges come and doges go.
It isn't as simple as that, unfortunately.
Isn't it?
There is a climate very favourable to painting here. It is a climate that permitted the appointment of a controversial painter like yourself to represent the greatest triumph of Venetian
history. Represent what?
The greatest triumph of Venetian
history. I think you've come to the wrong studio. On my contract it says, I can't find the contract at the moment, but it says, I'm sure it says, the Battle of Lepanto, nothing about triumphs of what?
The doge has taken an extraordinary risk in commissioning you. If you humiliate him, you aid his enemies and invite his fall. And if he falls, there'll be a new incumbent, and I assure you, as someone who is interested in politics, none of the other candidates cares one iota.
You're a critic, aren't you?
Yes. But I must have something to criticize. I make no attempt to influence you on points of style.
The muscle hanging off the bone is rather difficult to do with you.
Dirty mess of truth, Signora, clinging to the mouth. I am not ashamed of what I tell you, bringing world of muck against your doors. Absolutely not ashamed. How beautiful my clothes are, and my whiteness, most impeccable woman drifting through galleries. But it is very violent criticism. A very bloody knocking eyeballs thing. I try to look nice, though it's murder I do for our cause. Good night.
Sitting through the dark, 30 feet aloft on creaking boards, with moths gone balmy round the candles, someone's got to speak for dead men. Not pain and pity, but abhorrence, fundamental and unqualified, blood down the paintbrush, madness in the gums. The apple is a hypocrite, humility my arse. Grey, clinical, shriveled testes and a sour groin.
The dying.
The soldier does not smell his own lie, but repeats the catechism of the state, bawling pack of squaddies, yelling male love.
The dying.
The painter who paints for the government recruits the half-wit and stabs the baby in its mess.
The dying.
Woman, the ballada!
Are you going to see my pants?
This is out of bounds to naval personnel, will you?
Oi! Woman, the ballada!
You kicked the paint jar!
See my pants!
You have kicked them over, stupid!
Wait, what is the fuck? Who's she calling stupid?
You have come to the wrong door. This is not a barracks.
Oi!
It's a studio and
Oi!
What?
Christ!
The sketchbook shows three seamen variously disposed about a massive canvas, mouths open, hands hanging at their sides. One of them holds a bottle loosely in his hand, as if, out of sheer amazement, he has forgotten to be drunk.
Murder!
Daggers!
Rifles!
Attack!
Christ and the Republic!
Do not stop the canvas!
Fire! Fire!
Look out behind you!
Catlin!
Bring us
straight up! The fucker!
Look at this mess! Look at it! Do you have any idea of the cost of these things, have you? $20 for an ounce of that! Lunatics out!
Be sick!
Sit still!
Be sick, Mrs.
Why do you drink so much? Is it because...
Not the drink! The picture! It's death like that.
in battle. Is it? Is it?
Yes. I've never seen it, but I think so.
I think so too.
Sit there, and I'll draw you.
The young sailor struck. The young sailor struck does not exist in any of the preliminary sketches for the Battle of Lepanto, and a close examination of the paint reveals him to be an addition to the composition added at a later stage. He is shown huddled against an abandoned cannon, staring with an expression of disbelief at the violence raging about him. It is the only face in the entire canvas of over 200 faces which is in repose, and painted in a liquid, translucent colour in an almost religious manner, acts as a barometer of human incomprehension, in contrast to the fixed and callous stare of the Admiral Suffici, against whom he is placed in diametrical opposition. The two figures are separated by a shoal of dying figures sliding out of the canvas to the left, while to the right, in the third point of a triangular configuration, in utter desolation against the mayhem, the man with the crossbow bolt in his head covers his ears, rocking to and fro at his oar, fathoming the shock of what's befallen him, and inviting us to share his passionate desire to be somewhere else.
Signor Capeta?
Yes.
Take a seat, please. Have you brought your folder?
Yes.
What a big folder.
Yes. I do a lot of art.
Wait here, please.
Capeta! You're here too.
Naturally.
Same old faces. Same old hacks.
I don't think you should call yourself a hack, or you'll start to believe it.
I do believe it. I am a hack, and so are you.
I've no wish to be included.
You may not wish it.
I resent that, Sordo. No more than that. It makes me angry. If you don't wish to paint seriously, you shouldn't paint at all.
Excellent. What have you brought along? Christ among the flocks, is it? They're looking for movement.
Movement?
Yes, it's a secular subject.
Signor Peter!
We must get together, have a talk sometime.
Yes.
They call us the School of Painters, but we never meet, except at funerals. It's a funny school.
Signor Peter.
Thank you for your folder.
Oh, I thought
it's too big.
I'm sorry.
Really, we scarcely need educating in the nature of your talent, Signor Capeta.
Thank you.
Christ among the flocks. There, you see.
I'm delighted.
This is Cardinal Ostensile. He knows Christ among the flocks.
I have one.
He has one. You see, you are among admirers here.
I also have a number of secular drawings which you make.
The Cardinal, as you know, is Secretary of State for Public Education, which is to say he is very worried about Signora Galactia, and so am I. Sit down, will you? We have just spoken to Sordo. He is spent, don't you think? Quite spent.
He is only 37.
What does it matter if he's 17? He's spent.
Perhaps.
They pretend to be kind to one another, but they are each other's cruelest critics. How well do you know Galactia?
I know her.
I didn't ask that. I said, how well? Very well or hardly well?
Pretty well.
They say you go to bed with her pretty often.
Do they?
They say so. Of course, they may be wrong, and in any case, to go to bed with someone is not to know them, I suspect. Were they to be known to one another, to go to bed would, for most people, be something of a problem, I dare say. And conversely, you might sleep with someone every night, and after 10 years turn round and say, in honesty, you knew them only pretty well. I speculate.
I have had a relationship with Signora Galactia of a rather casual nature, which is rather casual.
Yes, yes.
You see, I have the most profound respect for Signora Galactia as a painter, as a woman.
Me too.
Don't interrupt.
I'm sorry.
A profound respect. She is not spent. Most certainly she is not spent. She moves, she travels, a sort of meteor cleaving a way through dark spaces. She is under no influence but her own will. She has, by her perseverance and possibly perversity, achieved a following. She has a school of sorts, and she is brilliant. And the Cardinal and I thought, decided between ourselves, we could not let Venice fail to celebrate her genius, because for an art establishment like us, a cynical clique of bureaucrats like us, who like to pride ourselves on taste, to let a great fish through the net of our sponsorship would be a lapse. I tease you, but we hate to miss anyone.
We hate to miss you.
We hate to miss you, too. And so we adopted her. Talent is rare and precious, and of course explosive, too. What is the matter with her? Is she mad?
Mad? Is she mad? She... Yes, she may be a little mad. She keeps asking me to leave my wife. And so on. It is a sort of madness.
Is it? I should have thought that rather depended on your wife. Or perhaps she loves you.
Loves me? Well, she's...
Loves you. I have seen the painting called The Battle of Lepanto in various stages, and it is not getting any better. It is getting worse. Not from the technical point of view, but from the moral one. And I ask you very frankly, is she a moral woman?
Moral? No, I don't think you could... Not moral, no.
How quickly can you paint a canvas of 3,000 square feet, Signor Carpetta?
A month.
Now, that's silly.
No, I'm saying...
I've heard of ambition, but
that
that's...
That isn't finished.
I'm saying I could. I could paint a canvas of that size in a month, only it wouldn't be exact...
It damned well wouldn't, would it?
It wouldn't be very, very, very good.
Quite. You are not a rash man, Signor Carpetta. I am glad to see.
For a decent composition and with the right assistance... I think 7 weeks.
You see, Signora Galactia has not been altogether fair with us.
No, no, she hasn't been.
She has...
Gone her own way.
Gone her own way, yes, which is all very well in certain circumstances, but in a public matter such as this...
You have to think of all the...
What? What do you have to think of?
What the circumstances require.
Hmm. Well, that's it then, isn't it? Can you start today?
Yes.
The way you do Christ, the nobility of Christ. Transmit that feeling to the officers.
Mm. Yes.
The battle is not unwholesome. It is rather the highest moment of self-sacrifice.
Ah.
It is as divine, in essence, as the crucifixion.
Yes.
And the soldiers are not victims of a sacrifice, but a fraternity on Christian crusade. Do you follow?
Yes.
But you must paint it for yourself. It is your painting.
No, it's his painting. Yeah.
Congratulations. You are, from this moment, promoted to the pantheon of Venetian masters. Yes, you are.
Thank you. It'll be my finest opportunity to...
Sordid financial matters can be arranged by others at a later date.
Of course. I long to satisfy both my own requirements as a painter.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Thank you for...
Do leave your folder. Yes, leave it. Why is it, I wonder, the base instinct is so often the spur to find achievement? Do you want any of his drawings? That's quite good. And look, I swear that's Galactia naked.
What about Galactia?
Yes, it's her, peeping wickedly over the mountain of her head.
What about Galactia?
No, she loves him. The great woman dotes on the little man.
Please. But we cannot overlook the provocation. We cannot, can we, on delivery of this calculated and obscene affront to history, lie down, can we? Say many thanks and put it in the basement. It's all meat and chopped up genitalia. It is not a battle and she knows it. We cannot simply overlook.
No.
And she wouldn't want us
she
to.
She would hate it.
We have to make an appropriate response.
Hmm. Prison.
You think prison?
I think prison is... Little prison, not too much, is what this desperate woman wants.
Yes.
Confirmation of our baseness is what she wants.
It's done.
Yes.
It's done. And you will be the first to see it. Do you know, I've never shown a finished canvas to a man before. A man first, except my father, and he taught me. Do you know, you are the first?
Yes.
I do it because I love you. I love you, Carpeta.
I believe there is nothing so exquisite, so refined in its cruelty as to be the object of a passion which you no longer reciprocate.
Kiss me.
It is humiliating. Not for the one who loves you, but of you, yourself, splashed with adoration. It burns your skin.
Kiss me.
And your lips moan. Is it really finished? I don't feel worthy.
Don't be silly.
Actually, I don't feel I deserve.
Don't be so. What's the matter with you? Don't deserve?
Just
what are you?
The honour of...
Oh, be quiet. You'll spoil it for me. Stand there. There. Now, I will open all the shutters, and you keep your eyes shut. Wait. Don't move. Don't turn around. I've been utterly childish about this. I've never made a cult of this, of first showings, but flooding daylight. Look, clear, liquid light, and... Now, wait. Open your eyes. What? Carpater? What are you? Are you crying? You are crying. Oh, my dear, you're crying because it's good, isn't it? Is it that good? Tell me. Oh, God, is it so good? You have to... Oh... Wonderful. Great lover, shush.
It is a great waterfall of flesh. It is the best thing you've ever done. But I don't think, forgive me, I want to be associated with you anymore, professionally, that
I completely understand.
No, let me finish, Mother, please.
Absolutely, get.
You never let me finish. Because whilst it is your best work, I don't feel sympathy with what you're...
Quite, I'm not in the least wounded by your rejection of me, which...
Why did
which
you...
Which I thoroughly anticipated, and therefore...
Why won't you be hurt? Always you pretend to be prepared. I'm giving up a professional relationship of 20 years. Why don't you be hurt for just a minute?
Because it was obvious you would desert me. It was as clear as daylight to me. I could not count on you anymore.
I think you enjoy seeing people fail.
Yes, I think I do. I expect it. I drive for it. And when it happens, all right, I'm gratified. I have shattered tolerance. Wait for me there! Listen, I'm not injured. Set up a little studio. Paint wedding pictures.
You always have to ridicule.
Yes, dash it down. I haven't time to listen to your motives, and who cares about them anyway? I will write you a check for your services.
Don't do that there! It's not a carpet!
They are putting it on a barge. And the barge will sail up the canal like some great bomb snuggled under tarpaulins, and they will unload it and carry it into the palaces of power. And it will tear their minds apart and explode the wind in their deep cavities. And I shall be punished for screaming truth where truth is not allowed. It made Carpata weep with its power.
It is hanging. It is not framed, but it is hanging. In the gallery.
Let me see it.
No hurry. Finish your drink. Finish your drink. Treasury. There comes a point with painting at which no amount of intervention can significantly alter the outcome of the project.
It is not what you...
It is not what Venice.
Ah.
Because of what I can only describe as a mental disorder which prevents the artist satisfying the aspirations of her customer. It's a bit... It's not like anything I've seen before. Or want to see again, for that matter.
I see. And I am...
In it, yes. You are. You figure very prominently... But
I want to see.
No hurry.
I want to see.
Very well.
It is an area of human activity in which control comes from within, at which the artist either exercises discretion and wills discretion, or... I have got someone else doing one, so it doesn't really matter what kind of mess she's made of. There. Feel free to be sick. Spew up if you...
Shut up. The hands are utterly vile. They're not my hands.
Nope.
Look at my hands. Look at them.
Yes.
Look at them.
I am looking at them.
That is not a likeness of my hands, is it?
Of course it isn't.
My hands, which are beautiful, in fact, despite my age, are beautiful. And not claws, as she has painted.
Cesare.
Not claws, are they?
Cesare, you will have the servant running in.
What is the point of making me attend 3 sittings if she goes away and copies some talons out of...
Cesare.
Some ornithological actress?
I have never seen you so animated.
I am animated.
Quite rightly, but...
Not because I am vain. I am the least vain of men, but because it is simply untrue.
Untrue, yes.
And consequently it is a lie, and I...
Abhor a lie. I know you do.
And the face...
The face is worse.
Whilst it looks like me, is painted with contempt.
Well, we don't know.
It is contempt. And you only have to see Geraci's portrait of me in the flower garden.
This is a different genre, but...
I am saying
yes,
Geraci understood me, and this is... I am sorry to be so angry, but...
No.
I am not normally angry, but she simply cannot paint. She cannot be allowed to do this thing, which is, in effect, a calculated offence to me and to the sailors who so heroically laid down their... What is this? What are all these bodies doing? It's all bodies everywhere with gaping... I do not pretend to be an artist, but it was not like that.
How are you feeling? Are you feeling uncomfortable?
Yes. And good at the same time.
How's that?
Virtuous and scared.
Delicious combination.
I am prepared to repay every penny of the fee I...
Shut up. I have seen a drawing of your breasts.
What's that got?
Shut up. This is my palace. This is my cushion. You have your empire, I have mine. I said I have seen a drawing of your breasts. It is on my desk. Look. What am I going to do with that painting?
I take full responsibility for...
I don't care if you take responsibility or not. There is a bridge over there. On one side of the bridge, there is a carpet. And on the other side of the bridge, there is bare stone. And on this side of the bridge, there are cushions. And on the other side, there is straw. And on this side, there are windows. And on the other side, it is dark. On this side, we laugh. And on that side, they cry. Do you know the bridge?
Bridge of sighs?
Yes. I cannot tell you how it excites me to think of your bare breasts against the wall and my buttocks on this brocade.
I am great because I conceded nothing but utterly was myself. And all these artists hanging on the walls were not themselves but other people.
No.
Sit down, please.
I am prepared to refund to the State of Venice all monies I received for...
Silence, please, and sit down.
I want to make this statement.
We do not want your statement.
Why can't I make a statement?
Are you Anna Galatea?
You know bloody well I am Galatea. Everybody knows I'm Galatea. Why else would I be here?
And are you the executor of the subject painting, The Battle of Lepanto, which is hanging on the wall opposite the window
there? Really, this is... What is the point
of... I think ditch all that, thank you. Signora, we do not understand your painting.
It is a painting of a battle at sea.
It is a slaughter at sea.
A battle is a slaughter.
No, it is the furtherance of political ends by violent means.
I showed the violence.
But not the ends, so it is untruthful. The ends were the freedom of the seas, the affirmation of the Christian faith, the upholding of a principle. Why did you not paint those?
How do you paint the upholding of a principle?
You show it by the nobility of the participants.
Do you believe in the principle, Signora?
I am a painter. I'm not.
Oh, no. You cannot hide behind your sensuality, your instinct.
Why not?
Well, that is dishonest. That is trying to slam the gate on our debate, isn't it?
I painted death because all I saw was death.
So you admit to being partial? You admit to attending to one aspect of the truth?
Yes, and I don't admit it. I embrace it.
You admit to attending to one aspect of the truth to the exclusion of the other.
What other?
The nobility of the struggle.
I deny its nobility.
You deny the virtue of the actions of the state of Venice?
I suppose.
You see, we have to get behind the picture, and you want us to look at the surface. You say, look at the surface, the brush strokes, the colour, the anatomy. Yes, all very good. That is your strength. Who can quarrel with you on that territory? You are supreme. But behind the painting, we are all equals. What are you saying? It seems to us you are saying you revile the state of Venice. Do you want to argue with that?
Argue if you want.
What are you going to do with me?
Please, argue the point.
No. Nope.
Why not?
Because you'll only win the argument.
I've never heard of an artist who did not want to engage with his opponents. There's nothing they love more than expostulating about their genius. What is the matter with you? Defend yourself, or we shall become irritated.
You see, you must win.
It is not a question
of... win!
It is not a question of winning,
The painting. Take it in the street and hang it.
Never.
Why?
Because there's the little matter of public morals, miss.
Hang it in the street.
The artist's cry. The whine of the corrupter.
Ah, real thing now. The real strangle.
The irresponsibility of your manner is, of course, only a mask. The posture of artistic freedom. Look at the way you dress. You have not washed that garment in God knows how many...
You know
and your breasts quite clearly unsupported.
How does
all he... calculated to make us think artistic irresponsibility. Well, no. We're not fooled. I really do despise artists, and that is why I'm so perfectly qualified to sit on this committee. I despise artists as much as I love art, and I can look at that plane before me, glistening with colour, and say it is an evil surface there.
I shall have to be punished, shan't I? You can't let someone say on the back of the canvas all your principle is actually dirt and stench and matted buttocks floating in the sea. I shall have to be broken in some way. Well, won't I? There's no light in here. Give us a candle.
No candle.
No candles. No, of course not. A candle, what? Give you a bit of light, give a painter colour, don't be charitable.
Shut up.
Shut up, he says, voice from the depths. Shut up. It stinks in here. I do think you might change the straw. The previous occupant had crabs. No, I haven't seen them. I speculate.
Shut up.
Shut up yourself. Get another room if you don't like it. It's not as dark in here as you might think. Now, that is interesting. It's like black, the colour black. People think there is only one black, but there is black and black. There is black, the absence of light, and black... Are we under the canal here? Oh, I touched something. I touched something. Oh, God!
You've been in there 2 minutes.
Shut up! Voice from the depths.
2 minutes.
Of course, it's difficult. I expected it to be difficult. I'm not surprised. There's something disgusting on the floor. There would be, and I... Listen, my friend, you have the advantage of experience. You mustn't take such delight in... All right, laugh on, laugh on. I never expected to get an intellectual as a neighbour.
Who says I'm not an intellectual? Who says I'm not?
Look at my squalor, look at my filth. This is what happens to the one who loves the truth. I fully expected this. I was prepared for it. No one visits me, and when they do, they tell me lies. No wonder. How long have I been here? You cannot count in the dark. The only proof that you have told the truth in this life is that you are punished for it. They hate the truth, don't they? They yank the teeth out of its mouth and kick the lips to blubber. Understandably, it's a dangerous thing. I shall say to the one who tortures me, I fully understand your motives. It hurts you, doesn't it?
I shall say that, which, of course, only provokes more punishment. If you scream here, can the Doge hear you? What sort of face have you got?
I haven't seen my face for 7 years.
Well, we don't get mirrors, do we? We might grow vain, threading filthy straw through plaited hair and using shit for powder. Mind you, I was an untidy bitch to start with, paint up my fingernails and so on, though sometimes I like to show off a bit. Clean skirts and blouses, rather fragrant, but then I always forgot something, hair washing, or turned up with dirty feet. I miss my lover. You lose your lover, don't you? Lose your children. Calculated factor in the punishment. Have an awful need of something physical and gross and old. Banal thing up again. Will someone put a light on?
Be still, because you have such a long time to endure. Be still and preserve yourself.
Yes.
Because if you scream and struggle, you will wear down what you have, which is little enough in this bitterness. Be an animal in the straw. Be the toad.
Yes.
And slow your heartbeat down.
Yes.
Hibernate the long winter of your offense.
Thank you. Yes.
Prisons are such loud places, but only the quiet ones live. The noisy ones, they've carried past my door.
Austin Seeley wants to charge her with being an agent of the Sultanate. He likes to win an argument, and she refused to argue with him, so now he's furious and says she's a Muslim. She isn't a Muslim, is she? The exaggerated sense of mission is something I cannot stomach in clergymen. Since she's quite obviously not an agent of anyone except herself, it will involve torturing her to confession. I do think that is vile, torturing and bribing witnesses. It is all extremely ghastly and has a lot to do with the fact of celibacy. I would like more red there, where the sun is setting. Yes, there. Perhaps orange, you say.
Orange.
All right, orange. And she is, in any case, mad. I abhor a cliché, but you know it better than anyone. That figure is not very celebratory, I think.
This one?
Holding the banner, yes. Is not elated, is he?
He has got an arrow in his...
Yes, but he is the standard bearer, isn't he? And standard bearers have to be elated, because that is why they are standard bearers, surely. There is altogether, and I'm sorry if I sound irritable, a certain lack of celebration in your work.
I have done everything you asked of.
Everything I know you have, you have.
Painting so quickly,
You have been wonderful, you have. And, of course, it is hurried in some respects. The hornblowers look a little... Do you know Raphael?
Of course I know Raphael.
Yes, well, he would...
I'm sorry, I can't go on with this.
More energy and... What?
I can't go on with this.
You're being silly.
I can't.
Yes, you are. Now, listen.
Endless interruptions and endless... I can't go on with it!
You are overwrought. The responsibility of accepting a commission of this scale is obvious.
It's not that.
Yes, it is.
I want to see Galactea.
I have taken a great risk in commissioning you to do this work.
I know.
I took a great risk in commissioning her, and I took a great risk in commissioning you, and I...
I am sorry. I have to see her.
Well, you can't. Not until you finish it. It's not in my hands. It's the Committee of Public Education. You should make petition to, not me.
You're the Doge.
I am the Doge, but...
So you can do...
This is a democratic country.
Hello?
I hate you all.
Are you?
I blame you for this.
Me?
Yes, you. You encourage me, Rivera. I have been, through my own sensitivity, been drawn into needless conflicts with people who, crazed by self-indulgence, will not, and perhaps, God help them, cannot sympathize with the problem of governing a modern state. Whereas I am forever having to sympathize with them. They are in love, they have a mission, they have a headache, they are menstruating. It is a most unequal relationship. I sometimes wish I was a brute.
No.
Yes, a brute, with brute senses. Sending regiments to toss pianos out of windows. Really? You cannot imagine how I long to send pianos flying out of windows. But I don't, do I? I don't. I am made miserable. If you do not finish the painting, I will put you in a cell with her there, and you can deliver babies in the filthy straw. Gina, come here, come here. I'm so upset, I cannot tell you. I'm reduced to making threats against my favorite people, artists. What is this painting like? The thing is, Domaine. Is it?
Yes.
What?
Shit.
Is it? It is, isn't it? It is. I knew it was. Oh, God.
Sit down.
Take me out of here. Take me out. The smell of paint. I used to love a studio. Now I can bring up my breakfast. Here's a banal and gutless hack.
Now, that's not fair.
Here's. He will not listen.
He has listened. He's listened too much.
He has no imagination of his own. What do you expect me to do?
It is an offense against art to flatter minor artists with projects they are not equipped to handle.
What am I to do?
I have seen Galactea's painting.
Austin Seeley wants it burned.
Yes, but he won't. He'll put it in a cellar. Now, listen to me, and I'll tell you what I know as a critic and a loyal supporter of your party and your cause. In art, nothing is what it seems to be, but everything can be claimed. The painting is not independent, even if the artist is. The picture is retrievable, even when the painter is lost.
Galactea? Galactea? Is there a light in here? Are you there? It's me. Are you there?
Have you ever painted blind? Actually, it isn't dark. We make so much of light, but light's relative. I now think daylight is terribly crude.
Where are you?
You can always find me by my smell. Tis a little fruity, isn't it? Like the badger's den, and me, the female badger, don't be frightened. Look, I've drawn a man in granite with granite. It's you. This wall is covered with remarks. I could not read them for the first 3 months.
3 months? You've not been here 3 months.
You find them treasures, whole biographies and sexual miseries, and me, the first to make a picture.
A doge.
Doge, kind doge.
Has given me a letter that will secure...
Sweet, fat doge, listen.
No, you listen
to me! I find I am still fertile. I find in this damp den fertility back at my age. Have you 2 minutes? I want a child. They're not allowed to execute the pregnant. I bleed again, you see, in this dank stillness here. Come here.
Look, I
come quick before me.
I don't...
Oh, wonderful. Oh, reluctant Carpater who was all over me
I
once.
I can't actually see you in any way.
What does that matter? I want to lie in the straw like a badger littering. Quick, do your stuff.
No.
Why are you here? Don't smile. Why are you here? Have they burned the battle?
No.
Liar! Of course they've burned it, and you have brought the ashes.
It is not burned.
Of course it is burned. How could they tolerate it? It is too powerful for them, and I am too powerful for them. I am Galactea, who told the truth, and all you do is lie to me.
On your way.
What?
Out.
Out? I live here.
2 minutes. Get your things.
What is this? All the truth-tellers live here?
You're free. This is the order.
Show me.
Signed by the doge.
Can't see in this light, can't. I cannot be released. How can they release me? I am too dangerous.
Can you show a little sliver of consideration?
They are releasing me.
I have been here 7 years, and it hurts me when someone goes out. So please, enjoy your freedom quietly.
What did you do, strange, dark thing in the straw?
Nothing. I did nothing. And that is why I shall never be released.
I'll paint you. I'll paint you, and I will show your innocence.
Come on, you doff bitch.
Don't clean it out. I'm coming back.
Hold me. Hold me. Oh, daylight.
Your
To have lost such a canvas would have been an offence against the artistic primacy of Venice.
To have said this work could not be absorbed by the spirit of the Republic would be to belittle the Republic. It offends today, but we look harder and we know it will not offend tomorrow. We force the canvas down the gagging throat, and coughing a little and spluttering a little, we find, on digestion, it nourishes us. There will be no art outside, only art inside.
Thank you. Thank you. That's me, I am the figure. Same boat, same head. Note the boat which I endured for my nation. This is me here. A very reasonable likeness, I think you will agree.
It is a success.
You mean it's popular? Yes, it is popular.
They've nicknamed it the Slag's Revenge. Galactea's never kept a man. Several of the corpses look like Carpathia.
And that's you, surely? With the javelin in the throat?
It is very aggressive. A woman painter has a particularly female aggressiveness, which is not, I think, the same as vigor. Do you agree with that distinction?
Yes. It is coarse.
Coarse. Yes. Because she's so desperate to prove that she's not feminine, she goes to the extremes and becomes not virile, but shrill. And yet they seem to like it.
Carpater, Julio and I have been speculating as to whether that object there, that figure with the head slewed off, is actually you. The Slag's Revenge, you see? It has your teeth.
I don't think it matters what you or any other person. It's a public picture, and you can't dishonor it.
Sorry. Just the little nausea, you know? The little belch of loathing at the fellow artists gnawing at each other's bones, passing disgust at sound of tooth on bone. Gone now. Gone now.
May I come in? May I? There's no lights.
I don't have lights.
Could I just draw?
Don't draw the curtains.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. You pandered, you lied. Got me out by licking and lapping 100 feet of pain, and you licked it smooth.
They had no intention of leaving you in jail. It was a gesture.
Smothered my danger, shameless conciliator. There are some words in this mendacious time, this age of mendacity, which still bear filth and evil, and the worst of those is conciliator. Unclean word.
I promised you a week was all the intention.
Conciliator!
Yes. I thought, I honestly believe you wanted the picture to be seen. I'm sorry, I really do not understand.
I am not meant to be understood. Death to be understood, awful death.
They're flocking to the exhibition. The hanging in St. Marco. Doors are jammed.
Any soldiers trampled on their tunics? Much mutiny down the docks.
What?
I can't hear rioting, but the curtains are thick.
Listen, it is art I am interested in. I have saved your art. Get up.
Carpata came, holding a little bag. My lover left his wife.
Get up, will you?
A little bag in the doorway, and I thought, I do not need you. It is so terrible to know I do not need you any more.
The figure on the right is me. Same boat, same head. Oh, thank you.
Doing all right, Proto.
Signora Galic. Shh. Signora. It's been a godsend. What with winter coming on?
Nothing's in vain. Nothing is wasted. If one beggar is kept from starving, no effort is too extreme.
What do they say? Well, you know more than any critic. What do they say? Trash, do they say?
Well, unfortunately, I'm obliged by the custodian to perch here at the right end of the picture. So they pass me as they enter, and they have no opinion. It is the other end, the exit, you should listen. 100 feet later, a man might change his mind about many things. Some have catalogues, but most can't read. The ones who can't read gasp, and the ones with catalogues go, Excuse me, I must get on. This is me, my portrait at the moment of my agony, in service of my nation.
What do you think?
Me?
Yeah. What do you think of this? Incredible, or not? Have you come far to...
The Piave.
The Piave? You know, I've never seen the Piave. To see a picture, that is rather a long way to see... I'm not trying to accost you. Don't look for the custodian. I'm not accosting you. He thinks I just... I painted it. It's mine. All right. I did the... No, I'm not mad. I strenuously deny that I am mad. I just... He's holding my hands. He's holding my hands.
Galatea comes. Not to admire her work, she is not so vain, but to admire the admirers. The queue was 50 meters long, and the man there has returned 8 times. Ask him, it is a fact. He kneels there, and he weeps. Look, you have drawn tears from him, wrung water from his coarse imagination. You feel powerful? I have such power. But no such power. I can make men weep, but only by torturing them, while you... Don't resent me. In 100 years, no one will weep for your painting, only respect it. Cold, dull respect. Enjoy your peculiar authority. It is a great nation, is it not, that shows its victories not as parades of virility, but as terrible cost. Will you dine with us? I hate to miss a celebrity from my table.
Yes. Yes.
In Scenes from an Execution by Howard Barker, Galactea was played by Glenda Jackson, The Doge of Venice by Freddie Jones, Carpeta by Clive Merrison, The Admiral Suffici by Clifford Rose, The Cardinal Ostensile by Peter Howell, and Gina Rivera by Darlene Johnson. The Sketchbook was played by Brett Usher, Prodo by David Sinclair, Supporter by Elizabeth Ryder, Dementeer by Helena Breck, Sordo by Anthony Hall, The Official by Peter Aker, Lasagna by Mark Straker, and The Man in the Next Cell by John Strickland. Technical presentation was by David Greenwood, Paul Pearson, and Anthony Cherry. The play was directed by Richard Wortley.